From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Four more boys have now been brought out of a cave in northern Thailand where they had been trapped for more than 2 weeks. That makes eight boys, but four boys and their 25-year-old coach remain in the cave. A diver involved in the rescue is talking about the boys and the dangerous mission to save them. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Eight boys have been rescued. Four others and their soccer coach are still inside the cave, trapped for 2 weeks now. Diver Ivan Karadzic has been helping to get them out.
They are some incredibly strong kids. Considering they've been through what can only be thought to be an absolute nightmare for these guys.
Rescuers are worried about the continuing rain and the oxygen levels in the cave falling to near dangerous levels. But diver Karadzic says the biggest challenge with these boys...
Good mental health so they don't panic, because panic will create a lot of problems for us inside the cave.
He was on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Anti-government protesters in Haiti organized a general strike on Monday after violent fuel protests left at least four people dead. The normally bustling capital, Port-au-Prince, was mostly quiet as many people stayed home. Smaller-scale protests took place in the capital Monday, the fourth day of unrest over a proposed rise in fuel prices. Demonstrators marched on the parliament building before being turned back by police. The Haitian government suspended the proposed fuel price hike on Saturday after widespread violence broke out across the capital. The government had originally said it would raise fuel prices by as much as 50% to try to balance the budget. This is VOA News. Britain's defense minister is blaming Russia for the death of a woman poisoned by the same nerve agent used against ex-Russian spy and his daughter in March. Gavin Williams told Parliament Monday the simple reality is that Russia has committed an attack on British soil, which has seen the death of a British citizen. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said during a brief unannounced trip to Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday, that the Trump administration is increasing the pressure for peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban.
We can't settle this from the outside. This will be settled by the Afghan people coming together. They're cumulative realization that living together in harmony and peace, treating each other with dignity.
Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah. He promised support for Ghani's efforts to open talks with the Taliban. A U.S. government attorney says at least 50 immigrant children under age 5 who were separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border will be reunited with their parents by Tuesday's court-ordered deadline. However, the Justice Department lawyer admitted at a court hearing Monday in San Diego that the Trump administration will not meet the deadline to release all children under 5 to their parents, as ordered by the court. Another 50 or so young children are still under government custody. The attorney said the government is still working on doing background checks and confirming the relationships between the adults and children in its custody. Starbucks will eliminate plastic straws from all of its locations within 2 years, citing the environmental threat to oceans. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Instead of plastic straws, Starbucks will use straws made from biodegradable materials like paper, as well as specially designed sipping lids that don't need straws. While plastic straws account for a small percentage of the waste that ends up in oceans, they've become a flashpoint, especially after a viral video of a sea turtle with a straw stuck in its nose. Some cities like Seattle, where the coffee chain is headquartered, recently banned the plastic straws, and others are considering it. I'm Julie Walker.
Ethiopian and Eritrean leaders formally restored relations on Monday. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki also signed agreements to open embassies in their capitals, restore flights, and use port facilities in Eritrea. Many Ethiopians expressed their exhilaration on social media. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.